Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Trump administration asking an appellate court to allow the president unilateral authority to use the Alien Enemies Act to carry out deportations. It comes as the deadline has passed for the Trump administration to provide more details to the federal judge who halted those deportation flights last weekend. The president also planning to designate land where the U.S. military could be granted new authorities to hold migrants who have crossed the border from Mexico. ABC's Mary Bruce with details.
Sources tell us that the Trump administration is considering dramatically expanding the role of the U.S. military along the southern border. The plan, sources say, includes creating a buffer zone along the border that would allow military personnel to temporarily hold migrants who cross into the U.S. illegally until federal law enforcement arrives.
Powerful storms that knocked out power to the Midwest yesterday, targeting the East Coast today. Heavy winds and rain could impact major airline hubs in the Northeast. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. Skipping school could equal breaking the law once again in Appleton. The Appleton Area School District is asking the city to consider reintroducing a truancy law. Superintendent Greg Hartjes told the Appleton Common Council Wednesday night that the district is facing chronic absenteeism. He said last year, over 1,000 students missed 18 or more school days. Almost 300 of them missed more than 50 days last year. Hartjes says they don't want to go back to the days of punitive measures and truancy court, but they want something to help them reach and support the students who are not coming to school. The Appleton Common Council took no action on the issue. It will decide if it will reenact truancy laws at a future meeting. Members of United Auto Workers Local 291 are picketing and striking outside of Cummins in Oshkosh. Ryan Compton, president of the local chapter, says they've been working with an expired contract since January 29th, but the company can't meet until April 22nd, a date that Compton says is too far away.
You know, enough is enough. We want to get them to the table. We want to negotiate this agreement. They keep telling us they want an agreement, but they keep, you know, a couple days here this month, a couple days next month. You know, that's unacceptable to us.
Compton said in addition to the expired contract, union members wish to discuss with the company the definition of temporary workers and mandatory Saturday shifts. A spokesperson with Cummins says the company has been negotiating with the Oshkosh location in good faith and has scheduled more talks in the coming weeks. Cummins is a global company that designs and produces diesel fuel engines and generators. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Brewers beat the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Chicago White Sox. Spring training wrapping up this weekend. Opening day a week from today when the crew opens the season in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today in Denver. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette is in Cleveland where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night. Game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. You know, there's a lot of different things around it. Being able to normalize that feeling and understand that we've been here before, it still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and still breezy today, with winds pulling out of the north and keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we will warm things up, though, back to the mid-40s, with chances of light rain rolling through in the evening, and it may mix with some flurries. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 30.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Friday's show, Dr. Ryan Burns joins us from Bellin Sports Medicine. New Denmark Brewing and Distillery stop by for the top craft pick promotion, and we'll feature live music courtesy of Heights Pub and Parlor. Join us.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding engineer and producer, Mr. Aaron Zommerns. It is Thursday, the 20th of March, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. As Terry Barr said there at the top of the show, we are here in our beautiful studios at WRCE in Richland Center. Zommerns is back at the world headquarters in downtown Madison because, Mr. Zommerns, we are getting an upgrade, a little redo, a little recombobulation. Is that too far? Recombobulating the studios back in Madison.
I would say that's accurate. I would say they at times have been discombobulated, but now it already looks better. We got a big table in there, and right now that's all, but it's a big complicated table, so it took a while to put that together.
It'll all be very, very nice by Monday.
Absolutely. We
thank our great engineering team, all the folks who are working on that back in Madison, but we're always happy to be here. Many thanks to the general manager of WRCO, WRCE, and Richland Center, Phil Nee, who will be on the program with us tomorrow, talking about some of the things that are happening here at Richland Center and about his great program on Saturday night called Those Were the Days, a great oldies call-in program, one of the few really true call-in shows left. He actually plays a little vinyl now and again as well on that show. So I'm looking forward to having Phil with us tomorrow. Coming up a little bit later this hour today, we're going to have the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Mr. Ben Wickler, will be here just after the news at the bottom of the hour discussing the April 1st election. That's right. It's coming up already. No joke, on April 1st. And early voting is now underway across the state of Wisconsin. You can find out where your polling place is and how to register online by going to MyVoteWI.gov.
MyVote.WI.gov.
MyVote.WI.gov. MyVote.WI.gov. It's really not that complicated, Todd. MyVote.WI.gov. Be a voter. Have a plan to be a voter. Of course, you could also vote in person if you would like to. Polls open on Tuesday, April 1st at 7 a.m. and close on that evening at 8 p.m. Remember, you could register at the polls on Election Day, but why not do it ahead of time? Get your vote banked, as they say, and in there and counted. You can early vote now across the state of Wisconsin. Of course, big races for Wisconsin State Supreme Court and the Department of Public Instruction, among others. We'll talk to Chairman Winkler about all of that and more at the bottom of the hour. NCAA men's basketball tournament going on right now across America, and in particular on some of our stations over the air, WRCE here in Richland Center, WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK up in beautiful Amory. If you're in those communities, you can hear the game over the air right now on your radio. However, due to NCAA rules, we are not allowed to stream it on the app as per usual. But we're glad you are joining us here. Maybe do what I'm doing right now, which is talking to you and doing the show, but occasionally checking in on my phone here on the scores. Badgers have looked a little, I can tell you just by tuning in a little bit here during our commercial breaks, Badgers a bit discombobulated. But maybe Dan Schaefer is out there, Zomers. I don't know, because they're starting to get recombobulated here. Right now, Wisconsin leads 34-27 in the first half. 34-27. Number 3, Wisconsin, 34. Number 14, Montana, 27.
Not a tremendous lead, but a lead nonetheless.
Yes, not a tremendous lead. And this is what's worried me, understand. Because the Grizzlies, they're in Montana at a higher altitude. And they're playing in Denver, a higher altitude. The Badgers are coming off of this, you know, 4 games in 4 days thing in the Big Ten tournament. And then they got to fly from Wisconsin out to a higher altitude. And Brady Ewing was telling us before or just after his segment there in the first half hour that the Badgers apparently incorporated a hyperbaric chamber in order to, I'm not making this up. They did some hyperbaric chamber stuff to help them with their breathing or something.
Interesting.
We'll see if it pays off. It's now 36-27. Wisconsin leads Montana with 2:55 left in the first half. So we'll keep you apprised of that. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prizes to give away, no money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations in the Civic Media News, Sports, and Talk Network all across the state of Wisconsin. Every media market, there's no better way to have your message, your voice, your company heard than by advertising with us here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Find out how by going to civicmedia.us, and you can find out how. Now, remember, we said this before in the first hour. Starting on Monday, we will have prizes to give away, another text-to-win contest, Fling into Spring. Now, what's it called? I'm not sure. I forget the name of it. It's some cool name. But text to win, and the grand prize is a Verlo mattress, which is fantastic.
It you is. Also win a, oh, break into it? Spring, by the way. Just like
break in the new not mattress. Spring, not there you break in the new
sleep
mattress.
On it.
I like that. Sleep on it. Absolutely. It's not spring break. It's break into spring. That's fantastic. And so you can win $100 or chances to win $100 every day. There's chances to win a great Chula Vista getaway in Wisconsin Dells at the resort there. And also a chance to win some club level seats for the Milwaukee Brewers. Tune in starting at 7 o'clock on Monday on Civic Media and be here every day for your best chance to win at 1 o'clock every afternoon. I'm not sure if it's your best chance to win. It's a chance to win at 1 o'clock every afternoon with us. Looking forward to that in nervous anticipation. But here now, and this is timely indeed. We talked to Brady Ewing in hour number one about how much money is bet on the NCAA tournament. Now, I do not have any money to bet. I have no money on the line. The office pool, we don't pay in money. It's just we're in this pool. Or contest, whatever you want to call it. And then the top couple of people get a nice gift certificate, which is very cool. Our own Phil Nee here at Richland Center was one of the winners, along with our advertising sales director, Chris Morrow. So those guys know a lot about basketball, or at least got lucky, and they won some nice gift cards. But a lot of people bet money this time of year. So here now, what's worse today? What's worse, casinos or the lottery? Casinos or the lottery? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And Zomers, I'm back in, I'm back in the StreamYard here, so I can see if you put in the calls there in the old StreamYard chat.
Sounds
good. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Casinos or the lottery? Any thoughts on that, Zomers?
That is a difficult one because, you know, both of them, you're probably not going to win anything. Both of them are in like insidiously designed to extract as much money as possible from you. But I feel like, I feel like casinos, you can at least make a trip out of it and have more fun. But I've never been to a casino, so it's hard to say.
You've never been to a casino? Really?
Never been That's to a casino.
I haven't been to a lot, but I've been to some. And I always looked at it as, you know, I'll take my 20 bucks or whatever it is, and that's my spending money, my entertainment, and when it's gone, it's gone. I think that's fine. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people with addiction issues out there, and they just can't stop. And that's when people get into real trouble. Sarah, listening on WGBW, our great station in Green Bay, says casinos are evil. Whoa, there is a take for you. A listener in WAUK, when we ask casinos or the lottery, what's worse? Casinos, they control the environment to compel you to gamble.
This is true.
There you go. Some of this stuff, like out in Vegas, is very technical. The lights, they pump in certain smells. The music that they have, it's all designed to keep you there.
Yep. The temperature, the fact that there's no windows, so you don't know what time it is.
Right. What's worse, casinos or the lottery? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call if you like. What's worse, casinos or the lottery? I don't know. I don't do either one that often. Now, like when the big lotteries, the Powerball, whatever, gets up to like $700 million, I'll buy it like a couple of tickets, $4 or whatever, because I think, well, you know, you can't, you know, it just gives you something to talk about, right?
Especially if you have $4 to spare, there are worse ways to spend $4.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. I think, you know, well, you know, it allows you to daydream a little bit, a little vacation, a $4 vacation, and see what happens. But I don't buy it. Like, I'm not buying tickets every week, or I'm not a big scratch-off person or anything like that. And casinos, like I said, I went in college when I went to UW-Platteville. We went down to East Dubuque to the boat. And when, like I said, I'd take my 20, 25 bucks, and that was it. I've been to Vegas a couple of times, and I'm not a big Vegas person. I guess in fairness, like, I've never done the shows. And I think I would enjoy that, like the performances. But just the big casinos to gamble, not really my thing. Now, the Wisconsin casinos, I've been to a couple of those, like Ho-Chunk and Oneida and Red Cliff. And they're actually the one, in my personal opinion, not that I've been to a lot of them, but the nicest casino that I've ever been in is Red Cliff up above Bayfield up there, the casino up there. It's beautiful. And you can look out onto the lake in part of it on Lake Superior. They have a beautiful hotel. They have campsites there. It's actually really nice. And I think it's no smoking. They have some really good food as well.
I also wonder,
like, chill, look at the lake.
How loud are the casinos in Wisconsin that you've been to?
I haven't been to a lot, but I mean, the ones I've been to weren't like overly noisy. But here's the thing. I was a slot guy. So you put your nickel in or your quarter or whatever it is, and you pull the slot. And then you'd get like a couple other quarters or a couple other nickels or whatever. And I liked the sound. Now they've taken the lever away and the actual coins, and it's just all like a computer game.
Yes, that's one of the reasons I haven't been to casinos, is because I feel like the coolest thing to experience would be pulling the lever, and now you can't do that.
Exactly. What's worse, casinos or the lottery? 855-752-4842. Come on back. It's the Town Hall Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
National Agriculture Week is here. Let's take a moment to bring attention to and celebrate the important role agriculture plays in our daily lives, and that our Wisconsin farms play in feeding communities throughout the United States. This message made possible by local American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang, offering home, farmland, auto, and life insurance. Visit KyleLangAgency.com to request a quote. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, with American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
They lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now past the hour, 1 o'clock on Thursday the 20th. By the way, it's the first day of spring. We'll talk a little bit about that later as well. We are live here at WRCE, the studios in Richland Center, Wisconsin of Civic Media, while our home studio where Mr. Zobbers is getting a little makeover. Dan Schaefer's in charge. He's going to recombobulate our studios back home. So looking forward to that.
I think that may be news to him, but...
Halftime of the Wisconsin-Montana game as third-seeded Wisconsin leads 14th-seeded Montana by a score of 40-32. Wisconsin 40, Montana 32 at the half. It is all over as Creighton is leading Louisville by a score of 83-71. Louisville has come back and tried to make a game of it, but a little over a minute left as it looks like Louisville will lose to Creighton, number nine beating number eight there. Also, this is very interesting indeed. In the second half, and Purdue is leading High Point, number four seeded, Purdue, leading 13th-seeded High Point 56-50. Purdue only a 6-point lead on High Point with a little over 9 minutes to go in that one. And number one-seeded Houston 27, SIU Edwardsville 9, with about 9 minutes to go in the first half there. Again, Wisconsin leads Montana by a score of 40-32 at the half. You can listen to that Badger game on select stations in Civic Media Land over the air. We're not able to stream it, but if you're in Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory, you can hear those games over the air. That game, I should say, the Wisconsin game. Let's go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Talking about a couple of things right now. We're right in the middle of what's worse today. What's worse, casinos or the lottery? And also a little bit earlier was talking about the fact that today was Mr. Rogers' birthday. Fred Rogers of the incomparable Mr. Rogers neighborhood, Los Angeles we go, and L.A. Tom. L.A., you want to talk a little bit about Fred Rogers. What do you have?
Yeah, so Todd, this other thing, hate to take Luke's stuff here, but grinding my gears. Okay. And that is that people keep saying and throwing around words like far left and left liberal. I'm just trying to figure out, no one gives examples what they mean when they say far left or middle of the road, or I kind of think I know what right means. Right to me is more corporate. But like I said, these words get thrown around a lot. And I think there's a misconception out there that the Democratic Party is solely focused on like LGBTQ plus rights, which is further from the truth. I don't think Kamala Harris ever mentioned LGBTQ plus in any of her speeches. She talked about a $50,000 break on people's homes, first-time home buyers. She talked about businesses having, you know, different things like this that were policy ideas. But when the Republicans are constantly, they're the ones that are obsessed with LGBTQ plus rights or LGBTQ plus, because every commercial that they have, you would think that that is the only policy that progressives talk about. And I, like I said, I'm getting tired of the fact of people saying, oh, these far left, you know, Democrats are really focused on the far left agenda. What's that? Medicare? Social Security? Strengthening it? Because that, to me, is what far left means. Now, I wanted to ask you, because I know that you were conservative, or you are, and you know, again, there's social issues, there's financial different things. But my sister even said the other day, she said, I'm a middle of the road independent. And I go, what do you mean by middle of the road independent? Because the pendulum has shifted so far. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and were probably more right of Eisenhower even. So can you help me with this? Because it really, really bothers me that people can just throw things out like this and they don't really explain what.
We can talk. I mean, we'll talk more about this after the break with Ben Wickler, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, who's going to join us. I thought we were talking about Fred Rogers, Tom. That's why I went to your call. I think, number one, I was a member, for those that don't know, of the Republican Party up until 2011 when I left the party, and I voted Democratic ever since, just because I think that's the only major party left that truly believes in action and deed in democracy, a small d. I think that the labels get thrown around. I think to a point you're correct, loosey-goosey, but I also think it depends on an individual's perception of what those things might mean something different to other people. I mean, to me, when I say far left, it's people we have a small number, I would say, but we have five, six members of the Wisconsin State Legislature who are Democrats, who spend a lot of time, in my opinion, trying to be federal Congress people. You know, there's nothing that the state assembly or Senate can do on Palestine or Gaza, but yet they want to go out and make that a key issue. It's fine to speak out on it, but not to be using that as your main calling card for a lot of these things. When Kamala Harris came to Wisconsin and was talking about kitchen table issues, they were interrupting her and saying, you know, from the river to the sea, an anti-Semitic tribe, slogan, and shouting her down. To me, that is the extreme left. If you can't support Kamala Harris, a viable candidate who could have won for Democrats, then that to me is far left. And those folks that, and part of that, bunch of that group, also in Dearborn, Michigan, who said, we're not going to vote in this election because we want to send a message to Kamala Harris. The same people that voted for Jill Stein in 2016. Well, Hillary Clinton needs to be sent a message. 23,000 people in Wisconsin voted for Jill Stein. Donald Trump won Wisconsin by approximately 23,000 votes. So to me, that is the far left. They're not pragmatic. They don't really care about winning elections. They'd rather lose and be right, in their opinion, than actually be pragmatic and win elections. That went off the rails a little bit, but we'll try to get back on the rails when we come back. Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, joins us. Stay tuned. We're live from Richland Center on the Civic Media Ready Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin kicked off her hands-off Medicaid tour this week. Baldwin is using the tour to hear from people directly affected by potential federal budget cuts to Medicaid. During a stop, Baldwin highlighted the programs covered by Medicaid and disputed the federal government's claim that the proposed cuts to Medicaid are intended to eliminate fraud. Baldwin called that claim misinformation and said Medicaid is helping families avoid additional medical debt. We've mentioned it several times, but it's important for you to know that the deadline to get your new Real ID is coming up in May. Joanne Krulatz has details.
AAA spokesperson Brenna Knapp says the Real ID will look almost exactly like your standard ID card, except that it's marked with a star in the upper corner of the card. Starting May 7th, you'll need a Real ID in order to fly domestically or to enter certain federal buildings. You can apply for a Real ID in person at a Department of Motor Vehicle location or pre-apply online. More information can be found on the DMV's website.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to fix the leaks in their house during the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix a Leak Week. According to a press release, household leaks lead to over 1 trillion gallons of water waste across the country each year. Fixing those leaks can help homeowners save money on their water bills and prevent out-of-control leaks from damaging their floors or furniture. Tips for checking your house for leaks and fixing them can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well cast, well acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and still breezy today, with winds pulling out of the north and keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we will warm things up, though, back to the mid-40s, with chances of light rain rolling through in the evening, and it may mix with some flurries. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Ledge Rock Distillery is your destination for locally produced spirits. Located outside Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, this family-owned and operated farm uses water naturally filtered through limestone ledge rock that's perfect for distilling. Visit them Wednesdays through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for samples and cocktails, as well as bottles for purchase. You can also order online at ledgerockdistillery.com. It's a sustainable seed-to-spirit experience, and it's at Ledge Rock Distillery.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We're talking about Trump tariffs as well as other news for Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lierley in the first hour. Hari Kundabolu is our guest in the second hour. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
To the Todd Arbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this first day of spring. It is Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Glad to be with you on location at WRCE in Richland Center, the old hometown, while our home studio back in Madison gets a little refresh as Amherst is back there. By the way, Wisconsin Badgers are at halftime right now in their first round game of the NCAA. They lead the Montana Grizzlies by a score of 40-32 against Wisconsin 40, Montana 32 at halftime right now. You can hear those games on select stations. The second half across Wisconsin and Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids and Amory. We're not allowed to stream it, so you have to listen to it on the air. But the game is not resumed. It is a perfect time to talk about politics during halftime of the game. And for that, we are joined live via StreamYard by the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. Chairman Wickler, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for coming.
Great to be with you. This is 12 days out from the biggest election in the first two-thirds of the year in the country. Certainly the biggest in Wisconsin and in the middle of the game. A lot going on.
You know, lots going on indeed. Wisconsin, they lose and they go home. And it occurs to me in this race coming up on April 1st, no joking, folks, there is an election on April 1st. For a lot of folks in Wisconsin, again, explain to folks why this race is so important in terms of the lasting effects until the next game-changing Supreme Court justice. This one, you know, we lose this one. We, in terms, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but independent, but we, the people of Wisconsin, if this one goes the wrong way, it is kind of go home on a lot of these issues.
It's a huge deal because whoever wins casts the deciding vote in 4-3, tight decisions in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And there's a lot of 4-3 decisions. We're awaiting decisions on issues like whether the pre-Civil War abortion ban from 1849 goes into effect in the state of Wisconsin, or whether there's a constitutional right to be able to access abortion care. Decisions about Act 10 and workers' rights and whether public sector workers have the right to organize. This is also a Supreme Court that ruled 4-3 against overturning the presidential election. So if we get a redux and we have a MAGA majority in the Supreme Court, there's real questions around whether elections will be overturned and legitimate ballots thrown out. And all this is coming to a head because Brad Schimmel, the Republican-backed candidate, he's running to be, as he put it, Trump's support network. He's saying Trump keeps losing in courts, which I'd say is because Trump keeps breaking the law. He wants to give him a get-out-of-jail-free card. And same thing apparently for Elon Musk, who's now put $13.2 million into the election. And on the other side, you have Susan Crawford, who is someone, you know, she represented Planned Parenthood in court when she was in private practice in a case called Planned Parenthood versus Brad Schimmel. But she's somebody who will just apply the law and the Constitution. And that's all any of us should want. You don't want a MAGA thumb on the scale or any other thumb. You want justices who actually, you know, do the job and think about what it is that the law and the Constitution require.
You bring up this, I would call what Schimmel is talking about here as an activist judge. And back in the days when I used to be Republican, I left in 2011, but back in the days when I was part of that party, Republicans used to fight against activist judges. They say, we want judges that interpret the law, the Constitution as it's written. And now it seems in 2025, that is completely reversed, where now you have, I mean, I've got a piece here in front of me right now. I was in Shawano with my dad and stepmom's over the weekend, where Republicans are putting stuff out with Donald Trump, I'm holding up here to the camera for those watching on the StreamYard, putting Trump's face right on there. It says, President Trump is winning for our country. And it says, liberal judges across the country are trying to stop them. Vote April 1st for Brad Schimmel to keep President Trump's agenda moving forward. I mean, I don't see how more closely you can be in bed with someone other than that. That seems against the grain of what the Republican Party used to stand for.
100%. And Schimmel is like tripling down on this stuff. He posed in front of a 20-foot tall inflatable Trump statue. He's doing events with Donald Trump Jr. This is full MAGA. And Elon Musk's organization, but Musk has poured, you know, more than any donor has ever given in a Wisconsin Supreme Court election into helping Brad Schimmel in this race. Elon Musk's group put out a memo today saying that Schimmel should embrace MAGA even harder. And it's, you know, I can only assume that he's going to do that. This is like advertising nakedly that you're going to take one side or the other in what is supposed to be a nonpartisan court that's supposed to be a check or balance against an out-of-control executive branch if that ever should happen. It is really a defiance of the basic idea of a constitutional democracy. You know, people fight and die for American freedom on the basis that we swear an oath in this country to the Constitution, not to a king. It is not to one person. It is to the American system of government, the American idea. That's what the flag is supposed to stand for. And Trump and Schimmel and Musk, they're trying to impeach judges that are getting in their way. They're just like trying to run completely out of control and trample the basic idea of American democracy. And that to me is a cause for alarm. It's also a reason why it's so critical to vote in this election, because this is our one chance to win and say that we've had enough. And the whole country is watching to see whether we've had enough or whether this kind of extremism is going to be embraced in states like Wisconsin, in which case it'll continue.
We're talking to Ben Wickler, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Mr. Chairman, keep me honest. I've talked about this on the show for a little while, about part of what you just said. I agree. I think that Republicans want this to be a referendum on Donald Trump and to maybe a lesser degree Elon Musk, but certainly for Donald Trump. My concern is that there are not enough Wisconsinites yet who have felt personally, or someone that they know have felt personally, the effects of Trump's policies. And so, you know, there is a thought out there that Republicans want this to be a high turnout election, particularly in the 3rd District in Western Wisconsin, to get Trump voters who may not normally vote in a spring election out on April 1st. And that is going to propel Brad Schimmel onto the Supreme Court. Is there anything to that, in your opinion?
That's the Republican strategy. It is very, very simple and direct. They want this to be, they want the equivalent of Trump on the ballot so they can get people who support Trump, voted for Trump, don't vote normally in midterms or Supreme Court races to turn out. And the question for everyone who does not think that our state's highest court should be in the tank for whatever law that, you know, Trump and Musk want to break, and Musk, by the way, appears to have broken the law in this campaign by spending money through an organization that didn't file their campaign disclosure forms. If you don't think that we should just let Trump get away with whatever he wants, then it's important to have turnout on the other side too. If you poll Wisconsinites right now, poll nationally, Trump is actually not popular. He's unpopular. He's more people who disapprove of what he's doing than support. But the critical thing is for people who are, you know, just want to turn off the news because they find it so stressful, what's happening, the attacks on Social Security, the attacks on the Veterans Administration, folks who want to tune out national news need to tune in to this race, because this race is going to have huge consequences and it'll send a message about whether we've had enough and whether we're able to fight back. If you think that our Supreme Court should be independent, if you don't think we should have an abortion ban from before the Civil War, if you don't think the Supreme Court should use a rubber stamp for Trump instead of a gavel to rule on issues, you've got to support Susan Crawford and recruit people to go to the polls, because you should assume that folks who are diehard, they want to just clear the decks for Trump to do whatever he wants, that they will vote in huge numbers, because that's exactly what Musk's millions are telling them they should do. So this is go time, and expect high turnout on both sides. We're already seeing explosive early vote numbers. We should expect this to be another nail biter like 2019 that came down to less than half a percentage point. And that means if you cast a ballot, your vote could be the one that decides the outcome of this election.
I was talking to my former boss, one of my former bosses, former Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, from Richland Center here, you know, a Republican, but he endorsed Tony Evers in his original election. And of course, he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris against Trump in the fall. So, you know, he's a guy who is still, I would say, a conservative, but he is endorsing Democrats because he believes in that they're the party that's going to help small d democracy. Here's a question for you, Chairman. What we were talking about is why aren't, I know you don't speak for the entire Democratic Party or Susan Crawford, but I guess as a person out here in Southwest Wisconsin, we all know, or you know, certainly the polling, that what Trump did in pardoning the January 6th insurrectionists is a no-brainer. It's like a 70, 80% or people are opposed to that. Derek Van Orten, the congressman out here, and Brad Schimmel is on record, his voice is on record saying he thinks the January 6th insurrection has got a raw deal. Does it concern you that Democratic candidates or Susan Crawford, who is endorsed by Democrats, isn't playing that up? I don't understand why there aren't TV ads or whatever saying Brad Schimmel is protecting insurrectionists who attacked cops. We want to back the blue. We think that people who attack cops should go to jail.
There are folks for whom this is incredibly important. And of course, it is a really important issue. And yet the folks who are most concerned about that, they're generally the people paying the most attention, who are the most likely to already have a plan to go out and vote. The people who are only kind of on the fence about whether to cast a ballot, a lot of those folks are more concerned about the possibility of a total abortion ban, because it'll go right into their lives, even if they don't want to think about politics every day, than about, you know, these kind of broader questions about democracy itself. So, you know, I think people who listen to this show are probably people who, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents like you, they care a lot about democracy, and hearing about the stakes for democracy can be really powerful. But if you're someone who just wants politics to stay out of your life, and you think, you know, maybe you think democracy is pretty broken as it is, then it's the times when politicians kind of, you know, leave the halls of power, leave the Capitol, and go and get into your bedroom and to your doctor's exam room that cause the most concern. And I think that's a lot of why you see ads on TV about abortion and about crime, Republicans, you know, and Susan Crawford making cases about public safety, because that's the kind of thing that the least political folks still think about sometimes. I do think that this additional piece about whether, you know, Elon Musk, the world's richest person, who's just destroying the Social Security Administration, wants to privatize the Postal Service, ending child cancer research, whether he should be able to come in and buy a seat for Brad Schimmel, who, there's a recording of him saying that he had to buy knee pads at Menards because he's crawling around on his knees saying, please, please, please fund my campaign. If you don't think that's how our politics should be, and certainly how our judicial system should be, I do think there's an argument that this is time to say enough is enough and vote against Brad Schimmel. But there's a bunch of issues in this race. Every one of them points to Susan Crawford instead of Schimmel. And I think your point about the insurrection is true. We don't want to pardon people who attacked police officers as they tried to, you know, trample and overturn a national election. And Brad Schimmel seems to be fine with that.
A couple of minutes left here, about two and a half minutes left, Mr. Chairman. I would love to have you back because I respect you so much. And I think that you've done for Wisconsin more than maybe anybody else recently in politics and helping get good people elected. I was deeply disappointed that the National Democrats chose someone else as the national chairman. I think you would have done a fantastic job. And that's because you listen. You travel the state and listen. And I think there's a lot of people where I'm sitting right now in rural Wisconsin who feel like they're not listened to enough, particularly from the Democratic side. As you move forward, Mr. Chairman, what can Democrats do, not just in this election, but moving forward, to connect better with voters, particularly in rural areas?
I think showing up and listening is step one. And step two is you got to act. So we've been doing town halls. We did a town hall in Sauk City. We did another one in Waukesha, another one in Eau Claire. We're listening to folks, hearing about what they're concerned about, what their fears are, what their hopes are. And then you got to go out and fight. You know, most Republicans, most Democrats, most independents, they want to be able to get healthcare when they're sick. And they think their kids should be able to do the same thing. They want to retire with dignity without Social Security phone service being shut off, as apparently Musk wants to do. And these are things where Democrats should be loud and proud and advocate, because they're what people are asking for. People are asking for Democrats to fight back and to be a shield against these kinds of attacks. And they shouldn't be cowed into fear or submission by the world's richest man, you know, flooding the zone with TV ads. These are things where most of us agree. And standing up for common sense values that most Americans hold no matter where they live, that is, I think, what a Democratic Party at its best can do. That's the tradition of fighting Bob La Follette. That's a tradition, who, you know, himself a Republican. That's something that we need to do today in the Democratic Party.
About a minute and a half left here. Time always goes fast. Chairman Wickler, is there anything I haven't asked you or we haven't talked about you want to make sure that Wisconsin knows before this April 1st election?
Well, here's the big thing. Voting is open now. You can register when you get to the polls. If you haven't registered, if you've moved, you can update your registration, bring your photo ID, bring your proof of address. Go and cast a vote for Susan Crawford. I would argue for Jill Underly for state superintendent for another term. There are down ballot races as well in lots of parts of the state, but don't wait on this thing. There may be another snowstorm on April 1st. Recruit friends to do it. Make a list of people who you know who may or may not vote. Text through them. These elections can come down to a hair's breadth. You look at 2019, 2011 Supreme Court race, also for the majority, they came down to less than one vote per precinct across the state. So if you recruit one friend to come vote with you, that could be the margin where you are. And if we do that across the state of Wisconsin, Susan Crawford wins, democracy wins, and we have a chapter that actually brings hope to this country, which sorely needs it right now.
Ben Wickler, the DNC's loss was Wisconsin's gain. I'm glad to have you back at the helm. Glad to have you here in Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us. You're welcome anytime.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Ben Wickler, everybody, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Come on back. We'll wrap things up for Richland Center after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County, but they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Welcome back to the Tottle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then a check of weather and sports with our own Mike Clemens. Well, Clemens just does sports. But wouldn't it be great if Mike Clemens did weather as well? He'd be great. There's nothing that Mike Clemens cannot do. I'm serious about that. He's a great guy and a talented broadcaster. But no, we have a weather, and then we have a little sports with our own Mike Clemens. And then it's Maggie Dawn across Wisconsin, the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by the Dom Salvia Show and Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Another great fine program as well. A little update for you. It is Wisconsin 59 and Montana 47 now. Well, I think it was like around 12 minutes to go. So Wisconsin maintains the lead. They just went to a commercial break there on the old television. But Wisconsin continues to lead Montana in the NCAA game.
And remember, it's growing. Lead's
growing, so that's good news. Hopefully Wisconsin can move on to the next round out there in Denver. You can listen to that game live on WRCE in Richland Center, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. There is no stream, not allowed to stream the NCAA games. Let's do a little cleanup in aisle two. Lots to get to here, the last segment here before the top of the hour. Go back to the phone lines here. I know Ollie's been waiting in the North Woods. Ollie, you wanted to comment, I believe, on our what's worse today, casinos or the lottery. Do you have an opinion on what's worse, Ollie, casinos or the lottery?
Well, I've only been to the casinos a few times, and like you, I take a little bit of money, and when that's gone, I'm done. But I just think that the casinos are much worse because when you get up from a stool and the next person that quickly grabs that stool sits down and wins, you have to kick yourself all night long. Whereas if you buy a lottery ticket and the next person behind you in line gets the winning lottery, you never know.
Right. That's a good point. I've seen that before. I'm not sure if it's ever happened to me, but particularly the old slot machines where you had to pull the handle. Yeah, you'd sit there and plug it for 20 minutes and put, $15, $20 worth of nickels in. You'd walk away and the next person sits down, boom, jackpot.
Yep.
That's great. I appreciate it, Ollie. Thank you so much. Have a great day up there in the North Woods. Appreciate you listening and hanging on. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio. Dale, standing by in Wausau, listening there. Dale, you wanted to bring up one of the political topics, I believe. Go ahead.
Yes. I have something to say about the Social Security. Social Security is not an entitlement, as it has been called. It is a savings account. Let's call it the Social Security Savings Account, the triple SA. The Trump administration and Musk are trying to commandeer our accounts, our personal Social Security savings account number for our savings accounts. Is better known as our Social Security number. Everyone across the country has been putting money throughout our lives into our personal Social Security savings accounts. Mm-hmm. What the Trump administration is doing is no different than your bank zeroing out your bank savings account, telling you they are taking, i.e. stealing your savings account money because they want to build a new bank or give a big windfall to their bank president and their president's oligarchs. Yeah. The Trump administration is also saying that it is a Ponzi scheme. No, it is a personal Social Security savings account, plain and simple.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Dale. No, you're right. I mean, it's something we all pay into over the course of our lives, and we've earned that right. They're called I always think of what is called an entitlement account. It means that we're entitled to get our money back. That's the way I look at it. But yeah, you're absolutely right that these are things that we pay into and you expect it to be there. And again, I think a lot of the politically sexy or clickbait, as they say, things that are just outrageous, you know, whether it's attacking Greenland or whatever, that is meant to be a distraction for these direct assaults on programs that we have paid into and are entitled to, such as Social Security or Medicaid and Medicare. And the fact that Trump and Musk and the MAGA Republicans in Congress are trying to cut those in order to provide large tax breaks to the multi-billionaires, as if those folks needed any more money. But that's going to be the real grift here, the real steal, the real robbery. And that's why we have to remain vigilant as we continue on. And by the way, thank you. Many thanks to Chairman Ben Wickler for coming on the show. And there's a guy, Mr. Zomers, who doesn't mind a real question or a tough question. And, you know, he doesn't give us talking points beforehand. He just says, I'm going to come on. We're going to have a conversation. And I appreciate that about him so much.
Oh, absolutely. It's refreshing.
It really is refreshing. And I appreciate Chairman Wickler coming on. And to his point, that's part of why this Supreme Court race in particular matters so much on April 1st, because the courts right now are the final guardrail on democracy. If you don't like these attempts to steal money that we put into, whether it's Social Security or something else, if you're concerned that there's overreach by the executive branch or the legislative branch, that the judiciary judges, whether it's state or federal, who look at the law and interpret it directly are vitally important. And that's why, look, like I say, I'm an independent these days. But I'm voting for Susan Crawford on April 1st. You can guarantee that. Great show today. Appreciate everybody being there here, including Ben Wickler, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Brady Ewing, our own Richland Center here in former Wisconsin Badger. Mr. Zomer is doing yeoman's work down there in Madison. We'll be back here at Richland Center tomorrow. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great time. Phil Nee from Richland Center will be our guest then. Badgers are still in the lead right now. Hopefully they can pull out a win. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. We'll see you tomorrow on the Civic Media Ring Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Trump administration appealing a judge's decision to halt deportation flights last weekend while the judge reviews President Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act, asking for more information about alleged gang members that have been deported. ABC's Devin Dwyer has details.
There's a legal battle going on about the judge himself. The administration is seeking to challenge the judge's ability to even ask questions about who was on those planes, which of course would set a huge precedent in this country as a nation of rule of laws for following procedures when simply shuttling people out of the country with no questions asked.
After slashing the workforce at the Department of Education by nearly half, President Trump scheduled today to issue an executive order directing the education secretary to start closing down the agency. The White House insists critical programs would still function. It is the first day of spring, but volatile storms are still in the mix, including some winter mix moving across the country. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hayes.